Originality.
You.
Welcome to Autographs. My name is Nick Singh, and just know originality is on the horizon. Let's go.
Hola, buongiorno. Yes, this is Nick, and I am back from my European trip, and it's official. I speak European now, but all jokes aside, thank you guys for coming back and listening to another episode of Autographs. My name is Nick Singh, and we are glad to have you here. If you don't know, I just got back from a cruise with my mom and my sister to the Mediterranean Sea. We visited Spain, Barcelona, Italy, and France, and it was just absolutely epic, and I wanted to create an episode going over my experience, the story of everything that happened while I was there, and in addition to that, the lessons that I took away from it that I dearly think will impact your life if you let them. So without further ado, let's dive in. I wanted to provide for you some context behind what's happening. I come from a single parent family, and no, it's not something that you need to feel bad about. It's just the reality of my life. With that, we don't go and haven't gone on many family vacations, so to speak. And if you're anything like my single parent family, what you might realize is that things like money are sometimes tight, but when you do get an opportunity to go somewhere, it's very special and sacred. And spending time together as a unit, as a family, is just very neat. So to have the opportunity to go to Europe, and my mom giving that to my sister and I was just so cool because I've never been there before, neither have they, and we were just excited from the jump. So here we are as this three-person family heading to a country in an area of the world that we've never been to together, ready to experience something brand new, and it was beyond any expectations that I could have set for myself. I actually walked into the trip and I deliberately told my mom, I said, don't tell me the itinerary. I don't want to know where we're going. I don't want to know what days we're arriving where. I just want to show up and have fun and be present. And they were like, no, Nick, you need to know, we need you on board. And I was like, no, seriously, don't tell me. So we would literally show up each day. I'd be like, where are we? And then it would be Italy, or it would be a part of Italy, or it would be Spain, or it'd be France. And it was just so magical having that surprise come into my life. And with that, the overall trip was just excellent. I'm sure you can imagine, if you've been to Europe, you know that there's just so much beautiful architecture there. The food is just moi. It's absolutely outstanding. But I'm not here to talk about that basic stuff. To tell you the truth, you know that the trip was probably great. And if you haven't been to Europe, hopefully one day you get a chance to go to realize all of the glory that is Europe. And I'm saying Europe. I visited a very small part of Europe. I visited Spain, France, and Italy. But while it was a small part, it felt like a very precious part, and one that the world often seeks out. And to have the opportunity to go, I'm very blessed and grateful to have done. So with that, I wanted to get into some of the deep lessons and the things that I felt when I was on the trip. So in this episode today, you're going to find a little bit of dialogue about that. And you're also going to find some dialogue about some magic moments that I had during my trip. Some moments where, you know, those moments where things just click and you can feel the presence of God, love, the universe. You just feel totally connected and just really a part of whatever it is that's happening in front of you. I'm going to talk a little bit about those moments and share those with you to hopefully encourage you to look for them in your own life. But with that, let's get into the lessons from Europe. I sat back and I really wanted to put things together and create these unique lessons for you folks that I learned while I was away. But the truth is that what I'm about to say next, you probably already know, but I want to provide a little bit of a different Nick Singh spin on it. So the main thing that I walked away from Europe with was a very good understanding of the pace of life that's there. So you may hear this often, and it's that the pace of life in Europe is wildly different than the pace of life back here in the Americas and Canada and the US and what have you. And while that's been a sentence that I've heard in my life, I had a chance to experience it firsthand for 10 days when I was away in Europe, and I wanted to dive deeper. I didn't just want to settle at the fact that the pace of life is so different here. They shut down a lot of stuff for lunch, and everyone eats, and people talk and move and think and live a little bit slower. It's very Epicurean. It's very seize the day. It's very, I don't know, it's very beautiful, to tell you the truth. And while all that stuff is wildly true, I was called while I was there to look at what allowed this to exist. Because this pace of life doesn't just show up. Yes, there's no question about it. It is certainly a choice. And actually, if you look, the pace of life in places like Africa or India could be the same. And in some places, they actually are. But I was starting to compare Europe to these other parts in the world, be it the West, be it Africa, be it India, and I was saying, why was this area of the world? And please, I know I'm generalizing. I know that not all of Europe's like this, and there's parts of it that are just totally like the West. Just bear with me. And I said, why is this place like this? And the answer that I fell on was, it was the result of mastery. Hundreds of years ago. And this really all clicked for me when I was in Florence, Italy. And if you don't know about Florence, Florence is the place where they have La Dorma and La Galleria Accademia. Excuse my attempt to say that properly. And there's all of these historical monuments and these huge mega churches there where history really took place, as is the same with Rome, not so much Naples, but you get what I'm saying. And while I was in Florence, I was looking at these just mammoths of churches, and I remember looking up in one moment, and then it clicked. I had realized that the ground that I was standing on, and the church that I was looking at, and the buildings that surrounded me had been there for hundreds of years. I couldn't see a crane in sight. There was no building happening. There was no developing. Although there's a ton of room on the mountains where there's these beautiful, beautiful homes, there was still no building happening, no development. This place of the earth, this place called Europe, has been left alone. And I realized this is the result of mastery many, many, many decades later. And let me explain to you what I think about that. What I mean is that when these churches were being built, when the ground beneath me was being laid, these Europeans, I don't know what it was, they had this understanding, perhaps intuitively, that we should do this well so that we may only have to do it once. And I can tell you with every inch of my being that they did exactly that. They laid the bricks so beautifully and masterfully. They constructed these buildings and these churches in ways that I've never seen them constructed. Even back home, we have the technology to do it. We just don't step into it. And because of all of those mastered efforts over the course of time, the culture remains untouched. And now we have these spectacles to look at that are actually legally protected because you're not allowed to change them. And so this carries over into other areas of life in Europe as well. I mean, you've heard this before, but the coffee, the food in Europe is just absolutely outstanding. It's because every inch of their culture brings with it this sense, this taste, this feeling of mastery that's just unfound here in the West. There's places that offer that, but not a country, not a nation. Italy, a nation of mastery. France, a nation of mastery. Spain, Barcelona, a nation of mastery. You should see these places, and because they've been mastered once, there's no need to go back and redo it. And so the country, the nation, the area, the region of the world collectively is allowed to reap the benefits from seeds that were sowed many, many, many years ago. And I remember driving, and one of our drivers, our tour guide, we were driving in Naples, we were above the hills, and he was talking to us, and he was saying, it's very expensive to build a home over here, and it's actually, for the most part, illegal to construct anything on here or to change anything that's pre-existing. And I unpacked that a little bit with him. I said, why? And he said, there's this big effort to preserve culture in Italy. And what really helps that happen is that the law is literally protected. And I thought that that was beautiful because you're looking at these hills that look a lot like, if you've been to Los Angeles, if you've ever been to Beverly Hills, that could have these extravagant modernized homes on them. But instead, they're these beautiful European villas. And you can tell that they were probably constructed many years ago, but legally they were not allowed to be changed or reconstructed or redeveloped or bulldozed down. They keep things sacred. And because they mastered things so many years ago, they're able to reap the benefits of just living a different pace of life today. And with that, I felt a little bit jaded because there's this internal feeling that I have and that I've lived with for my life that things need to get done. Progress needs to take place. The next step needs to be taken. And I wasn't seeing that in Europe. I was looking for it avidly, and I'm sure it exists. If I spent more time there, I'm positive that there's probably some people doing some absolutely outstanding stuff for culture and life as we know it. But I can tell you that I didn't feel it in the 7 days, and it bothered me a little bit. I said, I really miss this progress that I feel immensely when I'm back home out west and when I'm in Canada. And then I realized that, you know what, this place of the world just isn't, it's not built like that. These folks are built to live at this place. The entire country, the foundation, the nation, the area of the world was literally built so that this place could exist. And it settled my heart when I realized that life requires harmony, and harmony exists by having opposites exist at the same time. And the opposites that I saw exist was, well, if Europe's like this, I can sure as hell promise you that we're doing enough developing and progress making back home in the West that this stuff probably balances itself out. But this all left me with this incredible inspiration where I felt this vigor and this might come inside me, where for the first time in my life, I wanted to do things extravagantly better than I've been doing them. I wanted to pursue mastery in a way that I haven't felt before. I feel this on like the level of my soul. It's like my core, where I'm really looking at life now that I'm back home and I'm asking myself, what's with all this cookie cutter crap? Where are all the beautiful squares that I saw in Europe? We have the capacity to reach this level of mastery in every area of our life, be it the way that we cook, be it the way that we construct things, or be it the way that we build businesses, or be it the way that we build lives or relationships. But we don't. We miss that because the culture really supports progress making before it supports mastery. And I think that there's a very necessary ideal that we should reach to here in the West of extending our arms, looking into the eyes of these Europeans and questioning what we can learn from them. Because it's certain at this point that country was just riddled with happy individuals. And I'm sure, again, that there's people that aren't so happy there, but they've figured something out fundamentally true about life. And I think that a lot of it has to do with the efforts of yesterday. So I come back bearing this gift to you and to myself, given to me by the Europeans, of do things well so that potentially you may only have to do them once. And I feel very drawn. I feel very into that energy at this stage. So I know that this isn't some revolutionary insight. Oh yeah, Nick is pursuing mastery. But what I hope it acts and serves as is just a gentle reminder to have you in your own life and whatever you're pursuing decide that I'm not going to half-ass this. I'm going to do the hard work. I'm going to find a way to actually do the thing that most people stop at. I'm going to get that legislation passed and I'm going to move through this legal battle, or I'm going to figure out taxes, or I'm going to try to create this innovation that's never been done before, because that was done time and time again in those European countries. And I can tell you, for every inch of work that it took for them to get there, it pays off tenfold. And I hope that it will. I know that it will for you, and I know that it will for me too. And that was my big lesson that I walked away with. There was a ton of notes that I took, but a lot of those just came from books that I was reading and podcasts that I was listening to out there. And more so than anything, I can tell you that the vacation was nice. If you know me, you know that I do a lot of traveling and I love to travel. But usually when I travel with a purpose. I'm either hosting interviews abroad, or I'm doing something business-wise that requires for me to be somewhere else. And it's a wonderful life, and a lot of people back home do that, but I haven't taken a vacation in years. So having this vacation was just outstanding. And almost for my own selfish sake, one day I could look back on is I want to talk about some magic moments that I discovered on my trip. And I don't know if they'll touch you, I don't know if they'll inspire you, I don't know if they'll move you, but they certainly did for me. And the first one I want to start with was my mom. I remember we were in Naples and she was in front of us. My sister and I were just hanging out. We were walking around enjoying the city. And my sister said something beautiful. She goes, "I think mom's living her dream." And you know, for a second, I separated from the fact that she was my mom. And I just saw her as like a woman, as a girl who went through this life and ended up becoming a single parent. I'm sure that wasn't planned. And found a way to pull things together enough for my sister and I and her to go on this trip when I know that it costed her money that I'm sure she didn't exactly have. And I felt this immense love and courage, not for her as my mom, but for her as just a soul, as a spirit, as a woman, for being able to accomplish something that a lot of folks may have told her is impossible. And it made me feel this immense love for her and also for myself and also for the world to say that, you know, life is worth it when you pursue your dreams. It might take a lot out of you and it might take a lot longer than you think. But the joy that I felt in my mom's spirit when she was on the trip, I'll never forget that. It was a magic moment, if there was any. Another beautiful magic moment was spending a day by myself. I actually got quarantined. I got a little sick and on a boat. I didn't know this was my first cruise. If you get sick and they find out, they quarantine you until you get better. So that means that you have to stay in your room all day, or however long they tell you to stay there for, so that you don't have the rest of the boat get sick, which actually makes sense. So while my mom and my sister were visiting Rome, I unfortunately didn't get a chance to go off the boat. I had to stay in my room. And at first I was like, this sucks. I wish I could have visited Rome. But the truth is that day was one of my favorite days. And I know that sounds strange, but it was just a day that I got to spend on my own. I mean, walking around Europe is definitely a little bit more hectic than people make it out to be. So I'm glad that I had an opportunity to go there and to just rest up, because that day is actually where I came up with a lot of the stuff that I'm talking with you about on this podcast episode. And the final magic moment for me was doing some reflective journaling. As I mentioned earlier, I felt a little bit uneasy about the fact that everything was so laid back. I was like pushing away from that energy because I didn't want it. I was afraid of it. I didn't know how that would serve me. I didn't know how being laid back could lead to a better life when I'm so used to here out west doing the next thing, making the next move, taking the next step. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm definitely not right here. I want to figure out why I'm not right, but I want to figure out why I'm experiencing this. And the magic moment came for me when just I was in the spa and I was relaxing, and then it clicked. I'd realized that this vacation is serving as a beautiful moment as I transition to a different life. I'll speak more on this later, but I'd realized in that moment at the spa that I'd been sitting and waiting on these dreams and the way that I wanted to live life. When really I fucking for the taking, I couldn't imagine there being a better time for me to pursue what I want to pursue and make the moves I wanted to make. So I decided that I was going to change my life that day at the spa. And I made some decisions, that I'll keep to myself for now, that have and will drastically change things for me going forward. I'm sure about that. So there was a very big magic moment in not hiding from the fact that I was uneasy inside, but instead welcoming it and embracing it. And then the reality that came from that was an incredible breakthrough about how I'm going through this neat transition in life, and I couldn't be more excited to be here. So with that, if you did listen to this whole thing, I highly appreciate it. Thank you for being here with me as I in equal parts reflect and also give back some of the beautiful lessons that I took from Europe. I am sure as hell that I'll go back sometime soon, and if you decide that you ever want to go, please, I hope that if you feel inspired to reach out that you will. I'd be happy to share with you anything on the detailed level of how the trip was and what you might like out there too. So I love you all. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And in European style, adios. I'll talk to you folks soon. Peace.